Thank you all for coming along. I have many others to thank too. A special thank you to my friend Karen Thompson, without whose help I would not have been able to come to the monthly readings at Castlemaine. Thank you to my wonderful family, David, Sue, Oliver, who isn't here, and Rick. About Rick, I shall have more to say later, so please don't let him escape. This book is more or less an accidental happening. I thought I was finished with poetry. I didn't want to know anything more about it. When something promising came up, I pushed it down. You know, get away, get out of my life, I don't want to know you. And that happened for many years, and I thought I had succeeded. But it seems that poetry wasn't quite finished with me. I was and remain bewildered by the warm reception that these, what I thought of and still think of as random scribblings, have received. But before that, I would like to read to you from the author's note, which sort of backgrounds some of the stuff that you'll hear. On February 26, 2012, I left my home of 15 years in the village of Pambula, southeastern New South Wales. My grandson, Oliver Holmgren, who had come to help me with the move, was at the wheel. At the bottom of the street, before we turned the corner, I asked him to pause a moment. I looked back. I was leaving a street of friendly neighbours and a very supportive community. It was highly unlikely that I would ever see them again. Well into my 90th year, I was headed to the even smaller village of Hepburn in the central highlands of the state of Victoria. I was to live in a home built for me by my family on their 1 hectare property. My new home was unfinished. Meanwhile, I chose to live in what they called the tea house. And by the way, it's T-E-A, not T-double-E. Right. Not to worry. A one large room and veranda, well built, pleasantly situated, looking through willows across the dam, but woefully bereft of the mod cons necessary for the comfort of a very old woman with a walking stick. The expected waiting time was to be 2 or 3 months. It turned into 8. Now, no one who has had the owner-builder experience will be too surprised about that. Right. So, my family did its very best to make me feel comfortable and wanted. I remember a bunch of red roses in a crystal vase and all sorts of other signs to make me feel welcome and wanted. I did my best to adapt, but as time dragged on, tempers frayed more than a little at times. During the last 6 or 7 weeks, I picked up my pen after long quiescence and began writing poetry again, a poetic diary, if you wish, of my time in the tea house. It became naturally the tea house poems. I have many people to thank for it. I think I have already thanked them. And the book is dedicated to Peter O'Mara, a local poet and a very beautiful man who first suggested that there was a book in these random scribblings. So that's, I shall read now. And by the way, before I go on, I find it wonderful that Noah, who's a retired academic, and yours truly, who had to leave school at 14, get on so well together. I'm really enjoying that. Yes. Right. From a veranda. Wattles blooming, black ducks gliding, willows trailing tender green, frogs are croaking, night birds waking, streetlights gleam as day lets go, as day lets go. Oh, heart of mine, O heart of mine, when will you let go? Let go. Watching my new home arising, though so slow, and will I ever call this raw new place my home? The waiting time is endless, nights are long. I wrestle with the demons and the angels of memory. Mornings drag their feet. Ah, you'll like this one. Snuggling down, down deep into bed, when suddenly a poem limps in, needing attention. Where are we? Where shall I? Looking at the world through jaundiced eyes this morning, for what reason have I lived to 90 years? Dusk. Trees are motionless. A late bird winging home. Where shall we go? Where shall we go? Sorry about this. Dreams of girls with tails like frogs. Has the incessant croaking of the frogs in the water outside my cottage insinuated itself into my dreams? Something else that I wanted to read. Back here a while. Where are we? Oh, this is for you, Richard. I think I have it in my memory. Morning sunlight on the eastern wall of my unreachable home across the water. Where are we? Two days now, with little use of walking stick. How I would like to deny its existence. And another losing my handbag dream. Such tedious insecurity. Yeah. Where are we? Oh, yes, yes, yes. Surrounded by such beauty, it would be good to write a happy poem now. But pain, stern guardian, allies itself with grief about the son I lost more than two endless years ago. At a party late yesterday, and people asking the inevitable question, stayed awake most of the night that followed, thinking. Another visit to my new home to be. Gathered salad greens and herbs, sat on the eastern veranda, admiring the view. Geese grazing, apple trees in bloom, noted with keen interest that landscaping has already begun. Oh, yes, yes, yes. I think this is the one that Peter O'Mara liked. What bliss, after such long abstinence, to look at the world through a poet's eye. Mm-hmm. And I think what I'll do now, we've given you a fair sample, we'll move over to where I am in my new home. Relentless the pain. It has followed me from the tea house to my new home across the water. And where are we? Where are we? 7:30 p.m. A golden evening after the rain. Razor sharp slivers of pain. And I think I might finish with the last two. How gently the moon in her ascending and descending arc marks out the hours of this tormented night. And leaf buds in the willows outside my window, another spring. And I would like now to say something about Rick. Sure, I wrote the words, but without Rick, this book would not have happened. Perhaps I should warn you that you shouldn't really let him into your home. You may find yourself doing things that you hadn't the slightest intention of doing, and then discovering about halfway along that it was what you wanted to do after all. So he's quite a dangerous man. However, seriously, I want to say to Rick Tanaka, thank you very, very much for what you've done. Certainly without you, this book would not have happened. I want to thank you for your perseverance, your patience, and your kindness. Thank you very, very much, Rick. Thank you.